You're with The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.
I'm Steve Scherr. Seattle is a hotbed of work on global health. The Gates Foundation, PATH, University of Washington, smaller organizations work on defeating infectious diseases that still plague the developing world, malaria, polio, tuberculosis.
To defeat a disease, you need to know how it's transmitted, where it's being spread, what sort of vaccine to use, when to give the vaccine, even how to distribute it. You have to take into account weather patterns, geography.
Computer modeling, crunching the data, is a great way to make sense of all that data. And this is where the Bellevue-based Institute of Disease Modeling comes in. It's part of Nathan Myhrvold's company, Intellectual Ventures.
At the Institute, in a business park in Bellevue, 36 employees, medical doctors, experts in statistical analysis, and software developers all work under the leadership of mathematician Phil Eckhoff. He told our colleague Ross Reynolds he has a personal interest in malaria. He grew up on Haiti, and he had malaria often.
It got to the point after about 12 times of that you wake up in the morning and you start feeling the fever, and then a few hours later the chills start coming and say, oh yeah, okay, and then you just kind of wander across the street and get that taken care of. But it was definitely a big part of growing up.
Eckhoff got an education in computational math and became fascinated in how it could be used to solve these global health problems. So in October 2007, when the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation announced they were going to be part of an initiative to abolish malaria, Phil was in.
I was contacted 2 days later and was on a plane out here just a few days after that, and haven't looked back. It's a huge problem with a potential for tremendous impact that we're starting to see already. And when I heard about it, I immediately said, this is a dream job that I hope to be able to do like maybe 10, 15 years down the road. I'm definitely doing it now.
One of the projects of the Institute for Disease Modeling is to eradicate malaria in the Solomon Islands in the South Pacific. Malaria is transmitted by mosquito bites. Giving out mosquito nets has proved to be very effective at fighting malaria, but it's no panacea.
So many mosquitoes were feeding outdoors early in the evening that it would not be possible, even if every single person in the community had a bed net, to interrupt malaria transmission.
Adding to the complexity, malaria is not just one thing.
But malaria is one of those diseases that's actually very different from location to location. In some places, people receive on average less than one infectious bite a year, a bite from a mosquito that can actually cause an infection. In other places, it's up into, 600 bites a year.
So researchers had to gather information on when the mosquitoes were biting. So they volunteered for the worst picnic ever.
The researchers would stand outside and inside at various points and find how many mosquitoes were landing on them at various points in time.
Worst job ever.
A lot of friends of mine do this, and it's yes, absolutely.
They took that information together with maps of where malaria was prevalent, what kind of vaccine would be effective, when the vaccine could be administered to be most effective, and then they created computer models to make the attack on malaria more effective, less scattershot.
So we help them interpret the data that they've been collecting and plan, say, well, in this part of the country, this is the given the rates that you're seeing and the massive drop in transmission that's already happened, the reasonable next step would be this. Whereas in this other place, malaria rates are still really high, transmission is too intense, and so you're going to have to work even harder.
Has the guidance provided by the Institute for Disease Modeling defeated malaria? No, but it has helped reduce the number of cases. And Phil Eckhoff is convinced that by continually refining the techniques, each iteration will get them closer. Eckhoff is clear it's the public health officials in the field who are doing the hardest work, but he is sure that the Institute and the other places around the world that are using math and computer models can reinforce and improve their work. Now, you might be wondering, since the Institute for Disease Modeling is part of Nathan Myhrvold's business Intellectual Ventures, is there a way to make money off of it? Well, Phil Eckhoff says the principal focus is solving problems in developing countries. They give away their computer source code, their data, and their computer simulations to anyone who wants to take a look. But that's not to say they might not be able to profit for alternative uses of the technology in wealthier markets in the future. Let me leave you with something extraordinary I learned from Phil Eckhoff about malaria.
Malaria, back a long time ago, was actually used as a treatment for syphilis. And so people...
Malaria was used as a treatment for syphilis?
Yes. If a person ended up developing tertiary syphilis, it turned out that the person had better outcomes if they had both malaria and syphilis than just the syphilis. So they would actually, people would go to the hospital to be purposefully infected with malaria. The problem is it was obviously a dangerous treatment.
Phil Eckhoff leads research efforts at the Institute for Disease Modeling at Intellectual Ventures Global Good Fund in Bellevue. I'm Ross Reynolds.